Chapter 8. Out in the woodlands beneath the roots of the giant oak, in the system of chambers and caves known as Althea, new captives were arriving constantly. Valea, the Sable Queen, stared down at three tiny squirrels, huddled piteously on the bare floor below her throne seat. Thwip and Binta, the two foxes who were her jailers, scowled at the new inmates. Binta pointed at them with her cane.
Majesty, they're very young.
The old rat Derva, sitting on the steps close to Valea, shrugged.
The younger, the better. Their kin beasts will worry more about them.
Thwip coiled his lash, circling them. He shook his head.
These look too young. Oh, I don't give much for their chances. They got no beasts to look after them.
The Sable Queen's dark almond eyes glittered as she fixed the fox with her riveting stare.
Is that what you think, Thwip? Then let me tell you what I think. I don't give much for your chances, or your vixen, Binta. If anything happens to these three, if I were you, I'd look after them very carefully. Do I make myself clear?
Thwip's stomach was so large that he grunted as he bowed low.
I hear and I obey, Majesty.
Valea's expression changed. Ignoring the foxes, she spoke almost teasingly to Derva.
I'm so glad. It pleases me when my servants obey me. Does it please you, my friend?
The old rat rested her chin fawningly upon her queen's footpaw.
Makes little difference what pleases me, Majesty. Though it does please me to see what happens to any beast that'd displease you, eh?
The ghost of a cruel smile crossed the Sable Queen's face.
You always give the right answers, my ugly old friend. Thwip, Binta, take these cringing little things out of my sight. And remember, treat them with care.
Thwip peered around the dungeon chamber. All the young prisoners shrank against the rough walls, cowed by the presence of their cruel jailer. His gaze rested a moment upon Midda and her little brother Borty, then shifted to Tura. Unfurling his whiplash, he cracked it, pointing at her.
You, squirrel, come here. Move yourself.
The young squirrel maid stood shaking in front of him.
Sir?
He pushed the three squirrel babes forward with his footpaw.
You're a squirrel, ain't you? Well, look after these three. Take good care of them, or I'll have the hide off in you with this lash, see?
Binta stood alongside Thwip, brandishing her rod.
You lot, when the victuals arrive, stay back till they've been served, or you'll feel this cane.
The two foxes stalked out, leaving the young captives in the guttering half-light amidst the shadows. Tura took a ragged cloth and some dried grass. Making a rough resting place, she laid the three squirrel babes down on it. Flandor the otter took off his rough tabard and covered them with it.
Strange they ain't crying and weeping, eh, Midda?
The Gowsham shrew looked them over sadly.
They're in shock. Wait till they wake up, poor little mites. Tura, what's going to become of us?
The squirrel maid lay close to the babe, shielding him with her body.
I'm too afraid to think, Midda.